Cyrus the Great, page 76.
In 1879, archaeologists digging through dirt in the hot sun in Iraq made a surprising discovery. They found an ancient clay cylinder with writing on it. When experts examined the cylinder, they discovered the words of a king who had ruled the Persian Empire 2,500 years earlier. Many people now believe these words are the world's first document about human rights. Who was this king? And what are these human rights? In ancient times, kings ruled by fear. When they defeated a village, they typically burned the houses and fields. The conquered people became prisoners and sometimes slaves. These people had no rights. They had to follow the religion of the new king and obey him or risk terrible punishment. Historians thought this was true for all kings until they found the cylinder. The cylinder told them of a different kind of king. This king was Cyrus the Great. Cyrus was born in the 5th century BCE in the mountain grasslands of Persia. At first, Cyrus ruled a small kingdom, but later his excellent military and political skills helped him to form the largest empire of his time. Cyrus was different from other rulers because he conquered many lands without much fighting. He was also good at creating stability. During his first conflict, Cyrus came to an agreement with his enemy's leaders so that few lives would be lost. After winning the conflict, Cyrus did not burn down the villages. Instead, he surprised the leaders by giving them jobs and asking some of them to help govern the villages and farmlands. More importantly, Cyrus did not force the people to make major changes in their religion or culture. In this way, he was able to win the trust of the people, and this helped strengthen his kingdom. Cyrus's most famous conquest was the powerful city of Babylon. In contrast to the simple mountain world that Cyrus had come from, Babylon was a wealthy and powerful city. The king of Babylon enjoyed a comfortable life in a royal palace. His palace and the city were surrounded and protected by high walls. Soldiers guarded the walls and prevented anyone from climbing over them. The Euphrates River flowed under the walls, bringing valuable water to the people and the farmlands. Therefore, no one needed to leave the city. It was also difficult for anyone, including enemies, to enter the city. Since he could not knock down the walls of Babylon, Cyrus came up with a different plan to take over the city. He told his engineers to dig channels to change the flow of the Euphrates. Late at night, he and his men directed the water of the river into the channels. Soon, the river was only knee-deep. The men were then able to walk through the shallow water under the walls of the city. Cyrus and his men easily took control of Babylon. When he woke up the next morning, the king of Babylon was shocked to learn that he was no longer in power. The next day, Cyrus declared himself the king of Babylon. He created principles for a new government. First, he gave the conquered people their freedom. Second, he gave the Babylonians the right to follow their own religions and cultures. Finally, he promised to rebuild their homes and temples. These are the human rights that are written on the Cyrus Cylinder. The Cyrus Cylinder is now on display in the British Museum in London. A copy is in the United Nations building in New York. The human rights on the cylinder have been translated into the 6 official languages used by the UN. Today, Cyrus's beliefs about human rights still influence the policies of many of the world's leaders.